Well, hello everybody. How's our Saturday going? Yes, and totally, I am not taking my dad for a Guinness. We're going to go and have lunch at an Irish pub that maybe just perhaps has Guinness on tap, but that is totally, not the reason we're going there. Liquid lunch. I like it. Yeah, Ashley's doing okay, guys. I talked with him this morning. He's got just a little bit of a cold, it sounds like, so probably gonna be okay. We expect him back in a day or two. You guys know how it is. It's that voice, hard to talk to the nerds for a few hours, so yep. Wait for the numbers to stabilize. Almost at the 600 mark. All right, we're at our 600 mark. Connor, is there an Irish pub that doesn't have Guinness on the menu? I would argue, and I think that is the point you're trying to make, that if there is such a place, it's not an Irish pub. It looks like the numbers are stabilized pretty well here. All right, we've got a couple of things to talk about. Some fun stuff happened this week. Yeah, yep. So the corned beef, yeah. It's a good place here over near me. Is the Irish pub streaming the Olympics? I will know when I get there in like half an hour, and I will be able to tell you that. All right, let's go through our list of things that we've got for today. So, big one that's coming up next Friday. We've got Locust Weekend coming up next Friday. So, well, actually, this coming Friday, since today's Saturday. This is going to be the other half of the area out of EIH. So, those fleets will be going up for you guys as per usual. All the guys will get that organized, but it is going to be this coming Friday. I also have a note specifically from Asher. I know he wanted to do this. He wanted to do a shout out, thank you to the procurement guys who sorted out a few hundred battleships on almost no notice for the Keepstar timer last Sunday. So he wanted to make sure to do a shout out to those guys. And speaking of Keepstar timers, we had two Keepstars get blown up this week. Unfortunately, only one of them generated a kill mail, so that was kind of a bummer that the other one did not. Here is the first one that actually did generate that kill mail. There's our first and unfortunately only kill mail from the Keepstar because, like I said, the other one just didn't generate with it. I hope you guys had fun with that Keepstar. There was a little bit of some fleet action going on there, a little bit of going out there and shooting the enemy, which is always a good time. And Killer wanted to make sure that I pimped this one out for speaking of going out there and killing everybody. Ham just put in there that this week is going to be basing, this week's Locust is going to be basing out of UY 5A Tac D. Somebody said that in Ilum earlier, and I'll be honest, Ham, they didn't write down the system name, and I was like, yeah, I'm not going to remember that. So I am doing my best Asher impersonation right now and just Ron Burgundying the shit that Ilum put in the notes for me. But here is the other fleet shooty from this week that Killer wanted to make sure I pimped out for everybody. There's the other one. That one was interesting. Yeah, back up in Geminate. So fun little fight there. A couple of them as you guys have been going through and doing these kind of pieces. For all of our SIG and squad leaders, we want to give you guys a week's warning. Kaz wanted to just throw you guys in the deep end today, but I said, you know, maybe we should tell them that we're going to do this. So for next Saturday, next week's Fireside, we're going to try and find you guys and give you all a couple of minutes to do your own pimping for your SIG/squad for doing all of the new shooty-shooty bits and pew-pewing the enemy. So for all of our, especially our new squad guys, new squad leaders, if you want to do that, we didn't tell Sticks about this, so you know I'm going to surprise him with that one a little bit later. So we'll get you guys set up if you can talk for just a couple minutes about what your squad is doing.
That's right. Next week for the Imperium Review and Squadron Talent Show.
I like it. That's a good name for it. That is all of my list. Oh, don't join incursions. We do have an incursion up right now. There is the potential for another incursion to be spawning here pretty soon. So if you're in the mood to get some ISK for it, join those. They're a great place to be able to learn how to use your carrier and do some fighters. Someone just mentioned Tiger Claw Fleet win. I do believe there was one pinged yesterday. So,
not yesterday. When we killed the Keepstar, Wednesday. When we killed the Keepstar, I did the Tiger Claw Fleet. Yes.
All right. Speaking of Tiger Claws and fighters, I had to move it from last week. So we are going to do that training tomorrow. It will basically be at the hour after the Fireside, but tomorrow. So 25 hours from today, from right now. Let me make sure I put that on the op calendar correctly. I did. So it's going to be 25 hours from right now. So an hour after the Fireside, but tomorrow. We were originally going to do this on Sissy, but Sissy's not open. So we're going to do this on TQ, and we're going to try and make you guys as safe as possible. But yeah, there's really no other way to practice fighters than to do it. Heidi says that it has spawned the other incursion, and it's in Faith Obelisk. Okay. Then there are two incursions up. We are waiting for the other one to spawn. It apparently already has. That is my list of stuff. So open for questions. Any of the directors, if I forgot something, obviously put it in there. Let me see what we've got for questions here. Is Casimir still planning on doing the shareholder meeting? That is up to Casimir.
I was saying, I was happy that Harvest is not around to pimp his squad. I was one plan to say, because otherwise we would have singing during the Tandal show.
Sephir, we were required to clap all the SIG leaders too. Nah, they're not important enough. Only Asher gets the clap. And you may take that however you so desire. Beyond, yes, the CEO meetings at the same time. The Kirkland clap. Oh, I like that. That's a good one. All right, questions from you all here. Is a Scalding Pass ADM bonus still a thing? Oh, we were going to talk about that today, and
oh my gosh, we are going to do that right now. You caught me.
All right, you heard it fresh from Kazanir. He is going to push buttons.
I have to jangle some keys, and I'm very slow. But before we get out of here, I should have the ADM bonus restored. Stand by.
Didra, will we receive a photo of the Irish pub? You mean the one that I'm going to? No way, man. That's my pub. Go away. Can we get Havish to come back for next week? No. I don't really want to hear the singing either. Uh, Is it still not worth training Lancer Dreads? In my opinion, no, it is not.
I'll take this. So, Lancer Dreads have certain uses. They're appropriate for you to train on a fully mature Dreadnought alt. Once you have that alt and there is nothing else it can train, okay, you have this alt and it does specific things which are not about main fleet. You train it into Dreads. You train it into Blops. Maybe you train it for a Titan if you need another Titan. All of that stuff, okay, multiple races of Dreadnought, all of that stuff comes before Lancer Dreadnought. Once you feel like that pilot is actually done, you're north of 150 million SP, you can't train anything else useful, then you can train a Lancer Dreadnought alt on that alt. And there are times when it might come in handy, and we're gonna, if there's a situation where you drop with Dreadnoughts and you happen to have it, we'll reimburse it like a Navy Dread or some shit. Okay? But it's not in any doctrines. It's the very last thing you should train on a Dreadnought alt. Does that make sense? We get this question every week, and there is an answer, and it's last. Okay? It's not never. It's last. Thank you.
And make sure you don't do a big build a boss.
We're going to find the SIGs on the forums. They are in the recruiting center subforum. If one of the directors can grab that link for me. There we go. Archon got it.
Yeah, see, we got a guy here. Hear No Evil says 240 million SP. Totally appropriate that he has Lancer Dreadnought training. Right, that fits. But all you guys asking, if you need to ask, probably not you. Train a Titan first, like, legitimately.
Yeah, I was actually talking to Kunmi and the guys about Titan prices earlier today. They've come down pretty good. I personally think they're still a little too high, but they are down much lower. How much for the Titans? Kunmi was telling me 150 earlier today. Ish, give or take, right? Depends on the race, who's building it, blah, blah, blah. It's in that neighborhood. Beyond says 142. I'm not so sure about that. I think I have a little more faith in Kunmi's number than Beyond. And I will just throw some shade at Beyond because I can. Please give DBRB tiger claw keys. Yeah, no. What root beer do I like? I don't like any of them. It's god awful. Go away. Turn of deployment still active? Yes, it is. We paused it for a little bit while Zintage was on an island of ice and fire. He is back, so we will do that. Dr. Pepper is better than root beer? Oh, hands down, yeah. Root beer is just horrible. Now, root beer float, put some good like vanilla ice cream or anything like that into it. I'm okay with that, but just straight root beer, eesh. Yuck. Oh, there's a good question, Kaz, for you. Avatar still banned?
That is that question. Please don't ask that question that way. That is a false question. Avatars are not banned. We love avatars. We have banned the production of new avatar hulls. That is distinct. Please do not build a new avatar hull. If you really, for whatever reason, you're an Amar RPer, you came into a pilot that has only Amar skills for whatever reason, you really like the butt plug shape, you can get an avatar, but we will do it by building a different Titan and trading with someone. This happens regularly. It has been very effective. We used to have, like, it used to be 75% of the armada was avatars. That is no longer true. This has been very effective, so please do not build an avatar. But they are not banned. You can, in fact, get yourself one if you must. And if you have an avatar, there are often opportunities to trade up to some other Titan as other people who get avatars. Or want avatars, try and get them. I've done several Titan weddings in Titan Swarm where they trade Titans. Leviathan is generally considered the most preeminent right now as it has the most hit points. but all of them are in great demand. Naxxon CZ, Naxxon Czech, I don't know. They are banned because we used to have far too many. It used to be you looked at all of the Titans in the fleet and 75% of the Titans were Avatars instead of 25%. And that's just not good. So by banning the production of new ones, we have evened that out and the overall Imperium Titan fleet is more balanced now. That is why.
So everybody used to just damage tank those. That's how you do it. You would spec tank against Avatars. Asking about the turn deployment, yes, it is still on. Like I mentioned earlier, Zintage and a couple of the guys were out in Iceland. They are back, so yes, it is still active.
Yes, it's on. We got distracted by killing a small coalition and then a couple of keep stars, but we should be back.
Our supercarrier ownership balance, yeah, it's pretty close. It's better than the Titans were originally.
And it's also not nearly as meaningful, right? Like Ranger was pointing out, Titans are gunship, and they have damage types, and they tank differently. Supercarriers tank damage differently, but they have all the different types of fighter bombers can be used. It doesn't have quite the same implication as having such an overloaded on Avatar with their EM Doomsdays.
Terry, how far are the plans with the new Alpha Alts? We haven't really done too much on that. I'm going to poke a noise and dig in the not too distant future with that. For right now, we're at home, guys, so we don't really need the Alpha Alts. That's for when we deploy.
Naxxon asked twice, what is the SRP for Titans? So classically, we have offered full SRP for Titans that are lost in an alliance engagement. That's not actually a guarantee where we promise that 100% of the time because they are quite expensive and we don't know how many we're going to lose in advance. So if you engage with the super capital, you actually don't know for sure what's going to happen. But historically, we have been successful at fully reimbursing all standard Titans and supercarriers. Faction Titans get reimbursed at the Tech 1 Titan rate, sadly. I wanted to reimburse the one Vanquisher that we lost in M2 TAC, and everyone yelled at me.
Sapphire, is that true for regular caps? So we, in the SRP app, the value, because we had to put a number on it, says one ISK, and that's just because we had to put a number on it. You will not get one ISK for your Dread or your Carrier or your Fax to it. Sometimes we give you Hull, sometimes we just give you ISK. It depends on what we've got on hand at the time. So regular caps are reimbursed if you're on a strat op with them. And that's the important part there, guys. Like, you have to be on an actual strat op for that. But yeah, it's going to be either we're going to hand you a hull for it or we're going to hand you the ISK. It just depends on the day, kind of what we've got going on. No, we don't have any real plans to move the cat alts back right now. We're pretty much wherever your cat alt is fine. If you want to just put it into a shuttle and autopilot it to UALX, that's fine. The other one is, I forgot the name of that, regional system. I'm spacing out the regional system we had them in for a little while. It's on the gate. Yeah, thank you, TCAG, that's it. So TCAG or UALX, if it, do one of those two systems, just leave it there. Alzin, so if you're ratting and you get dropped on and die, will you get SRP for that? Generally not. Don't like the response fleet, might. But if you're out there with your Dread running beacons, that's an acceptable risk that you are taking. TCAG. Yeah. Earby will say TCAG as well. All right, any more questions? Do I like being the leader of goons? Well, I'm not actually the leader of goons. That's Asher's bane of his existence. I'm not sure what you mean by how long does ESI last. Like, if you change your passwords, that does break the ESIs, you've got to reset them in our system. But I've had ESIs last for years without any trouble with them. It kind of depends on what you're doing. What is your preferred energy drink flavor? I either get orange or apple. I get one called Electrolyte when I go to the gym. Red Bull. Now, I can't really stand Red Bull. Its flavor's weird to me. Do you need JDC5 for Capswarm? Yes, you do need JDC5 for Capswarm. That has to do with the jump distance that you're going. And so if you've got something like JDC1, you just can't jump the distance we need to move. Our FCs assume that you have JDC5 for them. It's not too terrible. It's a couple of weeks to get that trained, but it does make a difference. BB with a reminder there for your alt corps, make sure you're doing the exclamation corp check command in the alt corps channel so that you can make sure that ESIs aren't broken, that taxes are being set, all those kind of things. Lavender, when do we get lobster and steak? When you agree to pay for it, I will get everybody lobster and steak.
Please train Jump Drive Calibration 5, guys. Don't skimp on it. If you're new, you're going to look back on the first time you trained JDC5 and be like, when I was a child, I thought as a child, and I spake as a child, I acted as a child, but now I have put away childish things. Train Jump Drive Calibration 5. If you're at the point where you're training those jump skills, you got to do it. If you're sitting there looking at Jump Drive Calibration 5 and being like, what the hell, this is way too long, Then do some other subcap stuff instead. Don't go that far. But once you're there, train it.
Yeah, you guys have to have JDC5 to use caps with us. That's just all there is to it. And it sucks. We all get that. We all acknowledge that. We've all had to do it. For any getting in these ships, we all had to do it. We all bitched about it at the time, but you still got to do it.
Yeah, or if you're under the line for that to still be efficient, just inject like the man says.
Yeah, I mean, you could do that, especially if you're doing like a Dreadalt or something like that. It's not too bad with injectors for it. I can't remember what the falloff is where they go to shit. Is it 80 million skill points? It's something like that, I think. The daily air thing, yeah, you can get a pretty good pilot SP for that, and there's no fall off on that like there is for the injectors.
Yeah, the dailies are so good. If you have the head for that and you just haven't been paying attention to the dailies, it's a 30% buff on your SP a month, right? Your average SP a month is like 1.5 million, I think it is.
Yeah, it's in that neighborhood. Depends on your implants, all that stuff.
So yeah, it's significant. But yeah, if you're going early and you're under 50 million and you're looking at jump skill, certainly worth injecting for.
It's funny you say you got 3.6 million unallocated points. I got a pile of them on my mains. I mentioned it to Ross July for those guys who are in Karma Fleet, and he yelled at me so much when I told him how many I had on one of my alts. He's like, what is wrong with you? So, yeah. I won't tell you how many I've got because he'll yell at me even more, but it might be twice your number there. A few over 10 million, yeah. Okay, I had over 10 million when he yelled at me to get to bring that down a little bit. All right, guys, I'm going to go take my dad, totally not for a beer. So cheerio. Everybody enjoy your weekend, and we will see you all next week. We do fully expect Asher to be back next week. He just got a little bit of a cold today. So have a good day, week, weekend, all the words. See ya.